Okay. All right. Now we are back. And Fias...
Welcome to a new segment called The Rose.
All right.
Where we just talk shit about movies that are just shit or beyond shit. So.
All right. Okay. Because we upload our content on YouTube as well, and for YouTube's policy is that if your video is monetized, right, and Piers already said shit 3 times early on in this video, we might get
demonetized.
But because we're not making any money on YouTube, because we have jobs, so I don't care. But unless we get flagged for some reason, then I need to know why. But I mean, if we get demonetized, I don't really care. So as what Fias has mentioned, this is our just
the roast segment.
The roast, where it involves us talking smack about movies that we somehow dislike. And the first movie on this segment, on this very, very special segment, is Venom. 2018. Okay. Yeah, 2018. Okay, see, I don't remember because it sucks. all right. Okay, did you watch this movie in the theater or Netflix?
Theater.
Okay, I watched it on Netflix because I felt that I did not deserve to spend my money watching it on the theater. But what do you think about it? That they deserve to be on this segment.
You know what? I've always been a fan of Venom for many years. Like when he first appeared on Spider-Man Unlimited and whatnot, and seeing Venom Spider-Man 3, was it the one, the Topher Grace one?
Tobey Maguire.
And Topher Grace as Venom, that killed me so bad, like so bad, because he really didn't do any justice to the character, and also the CG and everything was shit. So when they announced that, you know, the new Venom movie was gonna release, and it was one of my favorite actor, Tom Hardy, I was like, oh my god. I really pray and hope it was going to be good. The only good thing about the movie is seeing that proper big Venom on screen. And I mean, the only two things that I thought the movie did, I mean, I actually liked was seeing, of course, you know, the huge Venom on screen and the imagery of that long tongue and whatnot, and the idea of different symbiotes. Not symbiote, symbiotes.
Symbiote! that segment of the trailer got cut off real fast.
Yeah. Symbiotes. In the movie and all, that was really, I mean, that captured my attention span for the movie. Other than that,
Symbiote and Sonabe. Wow, if you mix together, what happened?
Sunbe, you mean?
Yes, Sunbe. Suntube. Even with the star power of Tom Hardy, still could not save the movie for me.
The villain was shit though.
What was the doctor's name? We'll get to him later on. Because he's gonna get roasted also. Initially when I heard that Tom Hardy confirmed on being Eddie Brock and being in the Venom movie, I was quite shocked because we already saw him as Bane in the Batman movie, right? So for him being in Venom, I was like, okay lah, let's give him a chance. Even though I waited up for Netflix to be released, I was like, okay, let's give it a chance, because I have not watched this movie, so I can't say for sure how exactly it would turn out. And like I said, even with him on the movie, in the movie, still can't save the shitty writing that went into.
The writing was just pure shit, man. My God.
What's the foundation? Was it Life Foundation, right? That's the small evil company.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna separate this movie in three segments. The first act, second act, and third act. I was okay with the first act when they introduced Eddie Brock and he was like this indie reporter, rebellious, trying to find the truth, you know, tell actual stories that you know, involve like crises around the world. I like the angle they were going for. I was like, okay, not bad. You know, he's that's his nature lah. And when he gets exposed to Venom, right? I was still okay. I was still okay until the part where Venom in one of
Venom
some Indian neighbor, I don't know. Venom. Today podcast got a lot of words that we make, yeah, new one.
Sunbi so. Venom.
One of the elevator scenes where Eddie doesn't want to kill anybody and Venom is trying to push him to do so, but when Eddie doesn't comply, Venom says pussy. I was like, that got me cringe a bit, and it was weird. Like think about it, okay? I'm being nitpicky about this, but let's think about it. Venom, right, is like the symbiote is like this very so-called a bit hostile, dangerous species from space, you know, who's designed to kill another life form. And of all things it learns to do, it learns the word pussy. Like during the travel from space to Earth, right? Which show did he learn to talk like that? So like that's like who wrote this thing? Like of all things you could have said, you know, like with the CGI sound, the vocoder, he sounds like quite menacing, right? He sounds like a bit like Megatron like that, like, you know, like the distortion in his voice. And then of all things he said pussy, like that is out of character, shell.
Sound like a pervert,
yeah. Yeah, like so out of character of Venom. No? And of all Tom Hardy movies, right, this is the only movie that I saw Tom Hardy being a total kental. So okay lah, Venom calling him a pussy, by that, yeah lah, he deserved lah to be called. Because, I mean, Tom Hardy, how many movies have you seen him being like that?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you see, because, like, Mad Max, he's the most, like, badass front man, you know, in that movie. Then, in other movies, that movie, he was with Leonardo DiCaprio, the one he was attacked by a bear.
Revenant.
Revenant. Tom Hardy in that movie. Bloody... Top-notch. He's bloody tough, and you know the antagonist of the movie. And and then you see Venom.
Before we continue, what's the other symbiote in this movie? Riot.
The other one. So called.
Okay.
It's called Riot. Okay, that one also will kena rose also later. So, So yeah lah, what I'm trying to get at is like, this is the most kental version of Tom Hardy in any movie that I've saw him involved in lah.
It's the dialogue it's really the dialogue.
Yeah, the how he was written, it was bad for me. Okay, now we're gonna move on to, okay lah, we go straight to Riot. Okay. From what I remember, from comics as the source material, is that Riot is one of the offsprings, because Venom, in I think Venom Little Protector. It's one of the mini series which Venom had, because at that time, I think around 1994, 1993 or something like that, mm-hmm. Venom popularity like skyrocketed when he debuted in one of the issues in for Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. So Marvel gave him a mini series, mm-hmm. and Riot was one of the so-called offsprings from Venom as a symbiote. Mm-hmm. And I think the offspring's about like six or something like that. So Riot is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How Riot was written in this version of the movie is that it seems to say that the symbiotes fell to Earth as a group. You know? Venom was one of them, Riot, and then there's three or four like that, right? So who didn't survive or something like that. So mm-hmm. it's meaning to say is that they already had the intentions to come as a group, instead of like if the source material says that or showed that they were born from Venom.
Mm-hmm.
So that part, I was like, okay lah. One part, Sony did not respect the source material. They go and anyhow, like tambah
one, yeah.
Write the thing. I was like, I mean, the comic side of me was like, but then. Okay lah, let it run with it. See how they write. Mm. And it was also not well written.
Yeah.
Because the movie portrayed Riot to be like the leader, and the Venom as the reject. Hey, siya lah, Venom has been so long out there, and he's like the like one of the now currently is also like one of the best anti-heroes.
Yeah, exactly.
And Riot to be above him, eh. Hey, That does not jive well with me, sir. And then like for Riot, right, to be as what he is, and then he mm-hmm. bonded with the doctor. He's not even menacing, sir.
He's
like who wrote this, sir? Like who gave the green light for this shit, sir? Like the doctor also
to be Sony, oh my god.
That's why when I mentioned earlier in the Spider-Man podcast is that if Sony does a hero movie without the supervision of from somebody from Marvel, they will do this.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't respect the source material, they just write thinking. They have this problem, executives, including DC, so they have this problem. Like some executive boardroom thinks like this is good for the fans because they think they can make money out of it. No, that's not like how you do things. I don't know. Then some of the CGI.
Oh yeah.
Reminds me of Spawn.
Spawn.
So.
Oh my god.
I don't know, what do you think? Like okay lah, some parts okay lah, when Venom not morphing, right?
Mm-hmm.
He looks okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like at least it's close to the source material, but when it's actually moving around, like you can see lah.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's near the DC kind of like a CGI problem.
Yeah, exactly.
And like I don't know, what do you think? Like is Venom written well for you?
The writing for the movie was shit. It's obviously like, I mean, you look at Marvel when they write certain characters, you can see that, you know, even though they don't follow the source material, they always try to make it seem that, oh, you know, even though we are not following, we still, you know, stay true and try to respect the audience who, you know, follow religiously from the comics to the games to the now, you know, big screen and all. They still give that mutual respect, you know what I mean? But the writers for this movie just totally didn't. It's like, oh, you know, let's do this. The next person, oh, let's do that. You can obviously see it's like more than one person writing this. Maybe like five or six people, like one gave one idea. And it's like, okay, let's just mesh it all up into this and just do it.
I do feel that the first act was quite well paced. But coming to the ending of the second and transitioning to the third act, right? That part felt rushed, you know. It felt like, let's just about to finish, we just go in. Especially the last part where Venom go against Riot, right?
Mm-hmm.
I felt like Raj, you know, like macam they suddenly got nothing or ran out of ideas, right? They just mm-hmm. like, ah, just go with it, like, just fight, lah. Mm-hmm. Like, I cannot. The part I really cannot. I felt like the cringe is real when I saw that part.
It has so much potential, no? This, like,
yeah,
if someone like you know, like what you say, like someone from Marvel that actually supervise and tell them, say, oh, you know, this is, you can do this, you can do that, you can do this, you know, why, it would be a really good movie, yeah. But as usual, Sony being a fox, fuck it all up again.
And like, what about the end credit scene where they?
You know, I don't even remember what's the end credit scene anymore.
Okay, the end credit scene involves Eddie Brock going to a prison and talking to Cletus Cassidy.
Oh yes, correct. Yeah,
so I really can...
You know what they should do? They should do like what Marvel did with Spider-Man. Just fuck them all. Take this part 2 of Venom 2 of the movie, get someone from Marvel to co-release it and make it good.
I don't know whether they want in that manner, lah, but I mean, seriously, Sony butchered Venom in this rendition, and like the other people they introduced for Carnage, they use Woody Harrelson as the actor for it.
Mm-hmm.
That moment right there, right, it suddenly flashbacks of what was the guy's name who was Lex Luthor for Justice League? The vibes of like the casting gone wrong, right?
Jesse Einberg.
Something.
Jesse Einberg.
Eisenberg was that? I don't know. Something burger. So
Jesse Eisenberg.
Lex Luthor definitely wasn't written well. Mm. And the casting for him as Lex Luthor was like, on a get-go already, I was like, nope.
Mm.
And then seeing Woody Harrelson playing as Cletus Cassidy, I don't know, man. Like, they want to involve.
Okay, then who would you for you feel suitable to be Carnage?
Right now I don't have anybody in mind, lah, but I definitely would say that not Woody Harrelson, lah. Like, of all people, why him?
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't understand, like, the Sony couldn't find a proper casting director or casting crew. Like, I don't understand. Like, Marvel does it right. I mean, gotta give credit to Marvel casting crews, because they cast people just right for the roles. Other studios, they don't give a shit. Like, sadly, then I thought like Venom finished when the movie finished, it's like gonna end there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the end credit scene, they try to introduce Carnage. I was like, "Hey, still want to do a?" Oh my god!
Oh man!
Makes me like gets to across to my skin. Sell this fucking movie.
Oh, hey, you know what?
But
I actually think, you know that guy, what's his name? Shit. He act as Shaggy in Scooby-Doo. Matthew Lillard.
Oh, the guy in 13 Ghosts, also, right?
Ah, yes. I think he will be a good Carnage.
He?
If you watch the first Scream movie, the Wes Craven one.
Okay.
You know, he's one of the two killers that came into the show.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. His that portrayal of that psycho killer is very close to how Carnage.
Carnage, you need to get a guy who can portray, because Carnage is a serial killer. So if you were to describe him fitting for the role, I think it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have never seen Woody Harrelson in a psychotic role before, lah. So that's why it makes me judge even more.
Mm.
But
for me, it's either Matthew Lillard or, you know, that guy from Prison Break?
The older brother or the younger one?
No, not the older brother or the younger brother. Bad guy. What's his name? Shit. He acted in... Sila, I can't remember. Shit, I need to Google this. Give me a minute.
Research. Google is your friend.
His name is Robert Knepper.
Robert Knepper, wait.
He acted in, wait, let's see, one of the recent movies. He acted in Hunger Games.
I'm sorry, guys, Hunger Games, I've yet to watch any of the shows. Kill me now.
Transporter 3. Actually, you just Google his name, then you see his face, you Robert Knepper.
K or Knepper.
Mm.
I Google search, I spell Knepper as Napper. You know what came out?
What?
Robert Clive Knepper is a British serial murderer. He has been convicted of 2 murders, 1 manslaughter, 2 rapes, 2 attempted rapes. He was reprimanded in Broadmoor Hospital indefinitely of December 2008 for manslaughter.
See, it's a sign. Because Cletus Cassidy also is a...
Oh my god. Okay. There are signs. There are signs, people. Signs. Like the Sunbe has... Yes.
Do you manage to find him?
Wait. Because I searched for another guy, then end up... Okay. This guy. Yeah. Was he in I, Zombie? Something like that.
Yeah.
He has the look, for sure.
He has the look of Cletus Cassidy, for sure.
Only a bit old, lah, but yeah. I mean, yeah.
But, yeah. Hey, see, it's a sign, yo.
So, want to search this actor? Go search another serial killer house. Wrong person, sir.
Yeah, but Woody Harrelson, my god.
I don't know, lah. Like, that one could have find a better person. Or just find an unknown, lah. Like, you know. Like, if Marvel can find actors.
Or the guy, the one that acted as the Freddy Krueger in the new Nightmare movie.
Which one is that? I mean, which actor was it?
What's his name? You see, all his name, I can't remember.
Or get the guy from It,
Yeah,
I mean.
What's his name?
Oh
my god.
Google. I mean, he looks like a very...
Like a psychotic guy.
Like a decent guy without the makeup. The... Bill Skarsgård,
yes.
Yeah. And then when they transform him into It, I mean...
Yeah, he can. Won. He really pulled it off.
Then why not just get him for Carnage? Like, I don't know. I have not... It's not that I have anything against Woody Harrelson. It's just that I don't think he fits to be Carnage.
I seriously don't think he fits.
The moment, like, that scene, the end credit, I was like, the moment they reveal him, I was like, ew. Like, no. Yeah, unfortunately, right, Venom made me have that reaction a lot of times. Venom, like, saying pussy, like, Riot appearing, and all these are, like, I mean, this roast segment, right, is more of like us venting our frustrations more than
exactly.
we kutuk the movie. But I mean, we can kutuk. Like the CGI looks kind of a bit of shitty at times.
The thing is, right, no matter if let's say your CGI is shit and all that, at least your writing is good, right? It's your saving grace.
Right? Yes,
your writing
is correct.
Shit. Your CGI is shit. Then
I agree with you 100%. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Like even if the movie looks dark, right?
Mm-hmm.
If the writing is awesome, mm-hmm. look at Game of Thrones, one of the episodes. Fucking dark. Mm-hmm. Don't know what filter they use, right? I think coffee filter. But
Sungai filter.
Like at least the writing not Sungai one. Huh? The writing not Sungai. They did.
Yeah, exactly.
They did a good episode, even though visually it was a bit difficult lah.
Mm.
And then this one, you don't do justice to Tom Hardy. You don't do justice to the Venom as a franchise. Like Venom is just as old as Spider-Man.
Yeah, exactly.
And Venom as a character in the comics is like over the years, right? Venom has transitioned from a villain to an anti-hero. Yeah, and that character development has done well in the comics. Like
mm-hmm.
They don't respect the franchise, which I saw.
That's like, what pissed a lot of us, like pissed all of us off.
Yeah, like okay, guys, don't get us wrong. We're not trying to ride on a high horse. It's just that we love Venom.
Yeah, man, I love Venom. Yeah.
We love Venom as a character and visually how he. And then Sony just had to do this, like.
And Eminem, Venom, how?
So what's. Why the Venom? Venom, huh? Venom.
Venom.
Yeah. Like,
oh, my God.
I don't know, lah. Like, I dare to say.
I really, really hope that Marvel just, like, go into Sony office and, like, fuck you, let's just show you what we can do.
I wish that's what they did for Spider-Man. I wish they did.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they did for Spider-Man. Wow. They really saved for Spider-Man, I swear.
Yeah, like I dare to say in many, many years to come, Venom is one of the movies which people remember as the next original Fantastic Four. Remember the where Chris Evans was the Human Torch? Yeah, is it at that level right now?
Evan was the Human Torch last year. My God.
Lucky he redeemed himself and he's like the best
face of Captain America.
Yeah, the best. No one can top him. Yeah, so like kudos to him. So Venom right now is at that level of I wanted to give it a chance, but cannot. It drove itself into the ground.
Yep.
Yeah. If I were to give a rating out of 10, I would give it a 4. There are things that make me find it a bit funny.
Mm-hmm.
Visually, certain parts.
Hey, but it was cool to see She Venom though.
Around the first arc, the first so a while only but.
Yeah, it was just a while anyway. So,
on the sec, on the last arc also, right? The last act. So, okay whatever.
I'm trying just to find points to like save the. Just can't
Cannot. It's so hard. It's such a not well written movie.
Because I mean, all of us, we love the character Venom so much. That's why we were trying to find points to save, that's just difficult. Like. It's just difficult.
Yeah, that's why with Tom Hardy with that kind of star power, cannot save a shit, man, for this movie.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's why it makes me wonder, why did he say yes to this project?
I think he said yes, probably because of the idea of playing with, such a prominent and anti-hero and whatnot.
Yeah,
idea of playing Venom. I mean, the thing is, if they pitch it to besides Tom Hardy or any other actors that can pull off that role, I mean, anybody would want to play Venom.
Yeah.
You know, he's such an iconic role, iconic, you know, character that, like, now even you look at Spider-Man, honestly, who want to even think about Tobey Maguire or Andrew Garfield? I mean, Andrew Garfield is still okay, but nobody want to think about it because Tom Holland is the face of Spider-Man now.
Yeah. I would totally agree. Like Tom Holland should be the one for many to come. So, because he earned it.
Yeah, exactly. And if like how they did with Iron Man, like, you know, Robert Downey Jr. is the face of, and no one in their craziest mind would ever want to replace another actor as Iron Man. That's why they, you know, when they killed off Iron Man in Endgame, you know, that was it. You know, that was it. Like, there's never going to be another appearance of Iron Man.
Yeah.
No, I mean, besides the fact that Pepper Potts are, but I mean,
yeah. Unless they can do Star Wars where they made a CGI Leia scholar. I mean, technologically, maybe there's a few years more before they can actually achieve that kind of thing. Because, like, I mean, in real life, I mean, Robert Downey Jr. is getting old.
Like, yeah, he is.
Yeah, you can see him age. So unless there's a technology that can make him look young, maybe. Call Mysterio. Mysterio does it well, right? So.
Or maybe, you know what they can do? Maybe, like, you know, before it was Jarvis, then it was Edith, then now it will be Tony.
I'm okay with the idea. Like, they did not... Hey, wait. Let me think. There was a AI version of Tony in the comics, so I think the idea is not too far off.
Yeah, exactly.
I could go with it. What else? I mean, we vented quite a lot.
Actually, we vented quite a lot.
There's no saving this movie. I mean, I am sorry, to those people who like.
But it did well, in the box office.
Yeah, that's the thing. Shit movies do well, and the ones that do well sometimes get the opposite rating, which
I. You know, there are some movies that give me that kind of vibe. Like a vibe like this one did. It was Dark Phoenix, and I didn't watch it.
Oh my god! We're gonna keep that for another roast section.
Apocalypse, X-Men, and I watched it.
Apocalypse look like the some villain from Power Rangers. Same color texture, so.
And surprisingly, another movie that gives. You know, recently they've been promoting quite a lot about Mila Jovovich and Tony Jaa and all for the Monster World movie.
Oh, Monster Hunter.
Monster Hunter, sorry. It gave me that feel when
I don't know, man. Monster Hunter is a very quite a big scale kind of a game, so I don't know how they're gonna pull that off. But
it's Mila... the same people behind Resident Evil.
Oh gosh. Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why do you think Mila Jovovich is here?
So wait, the Resident Evil director, what Anderson? What's his name?
Anderson. I can't remember.
He's the husband of.
Yeah. Yep.
So is he director for Monster Hunter?
I'm checking now.
Oh my. Are you serious? Oh my god. Really?
Is it W.S. Anderson? Yo.
Oh my god. Oh, I didn't know this.
Mila Jovovich, Tony Jaa. Ron Perlman.
Ron Perlman is also inside the movie.
Yes. T.I.
That's what, Sel?
You know T.I., that rapper?
He, the guy with the tipis mustache, right?
Yes.
Oh, God.
So, you know, you kind of know.
How many Resident Evils is there right now? As in, like, six films? Was it eight or something? I don't know. I lost count. There's so many of it.
Resident Evil, yeah. I think there's about six.
Oh my god, how many... They're gonna butcher this movie. Haven't come
I
out
can
yet,
see it coming already. Yeah. Like the moment, like when the images were out, I was like, okay. Then when I saw that it's actually Paul Anderson, I'm like, God.
My God.
You know, he's the one. Is he the one that did Mortal Kombat? The original one?
I don't know. Can't remember. I know he did Event Horizon. That was the best movie I think he did.
He did Event Horizon.
Yes.
Oh shit.
You see the vast difference. Event Horizon was one of the best sci-fi horror movie, which I personally, to me, hopefully one day we can talk about it. That movie was fucking awesome. And he was also involved in Alien vs. Predator, the first one. So it was okay because I love the franchise. And then Resident Evil, another Resident Evil. And I was like,
hey, he nice. Did. You know, remember this? I'm just looking at his credits and all, like his filmography and all. He did. You know, remember this movie called Soldier? The Kurt Russell one?
Soldier, the one. Train small children and then turn into like Arden Soldier. He did that movie.
No. The one. That one.
Hey, Sella, that movie power, sir. I love
that movie. That movie was good, sir.
Oh, he was the director for that movie. Oh. Yeah. I think he has more misses than hits, sir.
Yeah. He's the one that did Pompeii as well.
Oh, wait.
Pompeii is the one Jon Snow, Kit Harington is in it.
But Sella, like... He's doing Monster Hunter.
Yeah, he's doing Monster Hunter. And it's the you know, the last Resident Evil, which was shit.
Which Resident Evil is not shit?
The Resident Evil final chapter.
Most of the Resident Evil is pretty shit, so
the first one was okay lah.
Okay lah, because it was the first out of the franchise, so yeah. give face a bit lah.
Yeah, the first one was okay. But after that, it was just shit, shit, and just shit, and more shit.
Oh my God.
So, sudden... after Resident Evil final chapter, you know what's his next movie?
What?
Monster Hunter, bro.
Oh my God, couldn't get any worse. I don't know, like, it could be a good movie, I don't know.
No. We are just lying to ourselves.
I wasn't super hopeful. I was like more like, because I played the game before, so seeing Tony Jaa carrying that weapon, I was like, okay lah, they trying to follow the source material lah, because the game is pretty good lah for its genre and all that. And I did not know who was directing at the time.
Oh my God! You know, I suddenly had this thought in my head. You know how he designed the creatures in Resident Evil.
Hey,
the
movies. Is there a special technique he does?
No, I'm just saying how shit he designed it.
It looks like a patch of sandpaper. Very wet sandpaper that you smack on a guy's face and then you have the makeup. Like, the zombies in the final chapter, right, look like walking sandpaper. Brown and full of feces. So bad, sir. We could roast that movie in another segment. So.
Oh my God, I just went to Resident Evil final chapter monsters.
Why?
And I just saw... the monster in the movie. And I can foresee this as how the monster gonna be in Monster Hunter. Okay, anyways, back to Venom. Let's finalize and summarize this movie.
Alright, with that note in mind, we discuss on whether we shall roast the Resident Evil series. So...
No, we will roast the Resident Evil.
Somehow with you mentioning Monster Hunter, God, I cannot believe this.
After this, you know what you should do? You should go Google Resident Evil Final Chapter Monsters. And you just look at all the monsters that was presented in the Google images. Don't even have to go and read. Just the Google images.
I'm probably gonna regret it, but we'll see what happens.
And you can foresee already how the Monster Hunter world is going to be. Anyway, let's end it all with Venom.
All right, so
and our new The Rose segment.
I mean, I don't think we are apologetic about what we said about Venom. This is our real feelings towards it. We roasted because we felt that it could have been better. We felt that the writing was not respecting the source material. I mean, you can derive a bit on the source material and do something unique on like something original, but this is just too far away from what we already know from Venom as a even with Tom Hardy, it could not save the movie for shit. And if you spend your money like how Fia spend money to actually watch in the theater, if you felt that you wasted your money, it is unfortunate that the movie is as such. Just watch it on Netflix or you know, just bloody download the thing somewhere. And, certain parts do feel a bit fun, but it's very little of it in that movie.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I give it a 4 out of 10. That's how I'm gonna give it.
Yeah.
Four already is considered gentle. I could have given it 2.
Oh man.
I don't know what kind of rating you're gonna give. I don't know what it's
gonna I'm gonna give it a 4 as well.
Yeah. That's our roast segments. I think it's super damn fun and funny.
Let's call our roast segment the Sunbe segment.
The Sunbe. we should make a Cosmic Fury had our original intro and then Arif was like boy.
Yeah.
So you make one special segment or sound for
once you hear that sound, you know it's time to roast.
It's time for Sunbe. Kingdom Fall. So don't be like us. If you want to pronounce Korean names, please pronounce it properly. Don't
someone by the name of Dun Bae become. See, not even Dona Bae. I can't remember the name.
The only Korean name I think I can pronounce with no issues is Janjung, because he was in our soccer team for so long. So that's the only name.
He will take you.
Take you, We're gonna take you out. I gotta find that cassette again.
Yeah. Okay, that's all for our Sunbase.
All right, that's it for us. We definitely had a blast for this podcast. Do look forward for the upcoming uploads. And thank you for staying through our ranting.
Yes.
All right. I'm Juan, and the other line is Mr. Fias the Boss.
Thank you very much.
Do check out our newly created Instagram. So we're going to be pretty active on that channel.
Cosmic Fury SG.
That's it for the podcast. Cheers, guys.
Sunbae.